The Internet, the final frontier.
Well, hello. You're listening to an interview recorded as part of our MagQuest series at MagFest 10, the Music and Gaming Festival, in National Harbor, Maryland. Enjoy. I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
I'm Colin Kakmas.
I'm Sean Holmes.
I'm Benjamin Price.
And you just got to the good part. Strap in and sit tight, because we are boldly going nowhere. Welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere in our exciting MagQuest, our adventures at MagFest Music and Gaming Festival, and our mission to interview only the best and the brightest, or just, you know, whoever's around. We have with us today Careless from the band Random Encounter. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is a pleasure to be. So you want to start by telling us a little about who you are and what Random Encounter is for those who might not be familiar with you guys?
Sure. I am Careless Gordetsky. The band is Random Encounter. I play the accordion. We have electric guitarists, two of those. We have a bass player and the drummer, and we play video game covers and songs inspired by video games. Like, for instance, I was really ill while I was playing Demon's Souls and wrote a song called Boletarian Syndrome. Mm-hmm. We have one for the end of the world, 72 hours. It's based on Majora's Mask. You have 72 hours to save the world.
Yeah, I was just reading through those lyrics. Like,
yeah,
nice.
I was going to say, we were actually listening to your newest album.
Unavenged.
Unavenged. And I was going to say, 72 hours is definitely one of the tracks that definitely jumped out to me. It was really good. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. It was interesting. We were you know, doing a little bit of background research on the band, and certainly the fact that there's an accordion in the band has apparently gotten some notice, since the, like, Wikipedia description of your band is a video game music band that features an accordion. Like, that's what they've narrowed down on, not the other stuff, not the, like, interesting backstory that you guys have created, the characters, the sort of world, but there's an accordion.
I don't know anything about backstory, but they couldn't publish it because we won't let them. Secretly, and I'll just only tell you because you're in this room, and yes. I'm sure no one else is hearing this. But
why would we have microphones if they're going to listen to this?
But just between us, we're actually, the band is a shell. It's a cover. We're actually hunting an evil one known as Koshi. Random Encounter, my sister Aruk, she plays the bass guitar. She is a vampire hunter. Yep. One of our guitarists, Kit, is a werewolf hunter. The other guitarist, Konami, is an alchemist, and Dampio. And I hunt sort of obscure stuff, and our drummer is a specialist at zombies. We travel, it's easiest to travel as a band, it's a good cover. And we go across America trying to kill these abominations. The one we are really after, and that's what Unavenged is about, is Koshi. So we made the song Unavenged that explains him. He's like the Russian stacking doll version of the Horcrux.
Okay. He has,
to kill him, you must find a needle inside of an egg. You must find the egg inside of a duck. The duck is inside of a rabbit, which you must chase down and kill and catch the duck before it escapes. The rabbit is inside of an iron chest, inside of a box, buried in the roots of an oak tree on the island of Buyan, which is sort of vague in description.
So just, you know, just between you and me, because no one else is listening to this, right?
Yeah,
how close are you guys to, you know, how's the mission going?
We went on a tour this summer, a quote-unquote tour, with some people.
It's cover, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We did that. We went across for 3 weeks. We played like a show every day with maybe 3 days off. So it was kind of hard to look. But I think we're getting kind of close. I think this is the year, 2012, possibly the end of the world, where we'll catch this dick bag.
Yeah, I mean this is it. If you ever needed a deadline, the end of the world's a pretty good deadline for for catching this.
Just in time, right?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And I'm just curious. Did you ever play the video game The Witcher?
Yes, I love The Witcher.
Yeah, because there's a monster called the Koshay, which I'm guessing, is this just a completely unrelated, just the same similar name? Because I think that was like a giant insect thing.
His name is used by a couple of games. Also, you'll notice Baba Yaga is famous witch from
That's
Russian
true.
Folklore.
With the giant, like, house on the Chicken Legs.
Yeah, Chicken Leg Witch. she's cool. Koshi's not cool. He's like a jerk. Cool.
Right.
What? Yeah. He's a real dick.
But a lot of games and stories pull inspiration, use his name. I think he's in referenced in Warhammer, which is a tabletop game. Even.
Yeah, I've played 40K. But so you said you hunt the obscure stuff. So are you like a hipster monster hunter? Like you only hunt monsters that none of us have heard of?
Yeah, like stuff like that. Or if you hear of like a basilisk, like okay. I'm the guy who knows. Okay, pull out your mirrors. It's time. So it's if it's something that does not fit the description of the denizens of what you would encounter in everyday life, like maybe a ghost or a poltergeist or something like that.
That's, so you hunt the lesser known stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. It's easier when you have a specialist of the more common things.
Oh yeah.
Well, you got to find your niche, and you know, in today's economy, it's more about specialization. So, I mean, how many people are gonna need poltergeist or basilisk removal, but when they do, you can charge high premiums because who else is going to do it?
It's a shame they don't pay, though. That's the problem.
Really?
Right. Well, we work for the Russian government, Paranormal Investigations Divisions. It's they don't pay very much, and they give us like 5 bullets every time we go out on the mission to share.
Really? Wow, that's
it?
That's not great.
Well, they're silver. They're expensive.
The price of silver, it's a commodity, so... I don't know. You might want to consider jumping to the private sector, but
possibly that's not a bad idea.
That might get you in trouble with the Russian government. Yeah, so.
That's true.
All right. Well, I don't want to get you in trouble with the Russian government, so we'll move on. The Orlando Weekly named you guys the best folk act in Central Florida. I read this. How does it feel to be labeled as a folk music band?
Well, the song on the bench is like folk. We've sounded. Random Encounter is we're not specifically one genre. I try not to box us into one. We've played, I don't want to say senior citizen care homes. We've done very similar things to this. They loved us. They ate it up. They really great people. They thought we were great. They didn't know what video games were, and they're like, okay, cool, like, instrumental band. We went to a metalhead club called the Brass Mug, and we rocked it. And they were like totally having it. And we won a Clash of Bands. It was fun.
Nice, nice.
So we're. Not really like one genre, and we sort of switch a lot. Generally rock-ish now, but I could see how we could have been labeled as a folk band, I guess.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, just listening to Unavenged, I mean, you can see how it runs the gamut. It's not just one strict style.
Yeah, I think it's got to be the accordion. I think that, like, just they can't get past that accordion, which is awesome. I mean, the accordion's great. I love it. And I'm curious, you know, what are some of your other favorite accordion-heavy bands, you know?
My favorite accordion heavy bands, let's see, there's Weird Al Yankovic is an American guy a lot of people know.
Great accordion player, yeah.
You've got They Might Be Giants are also pretty cool.
Definitely. We actually just saw them a couple weeks ago at the 930 Club with Jonathan Colton.
Awesome.
I think you mentioned down on the, you didn't mention anything. No, you didn't mention anything.
You mentioned they were fans.
Yeah, you mentioned you were fans of them. That's right. That's what I remembered hearing. Nothing else. I've never had to interview paranormal experts working for the Russian government who have all these secrets. I got to tiptoe around.
So we're those are two good bands. Gogol Bordello is also really good.
You know, I was gonna ask you about Gogol Bordello. I was thinking about it, but I don't know. I was deciding whether to ask you just because like. Would it be weird to be like, oh, you guys fans of Gogol Bordello just because you're both Russian? Like that would be.
Oh yeah, it's good music.
But they're also an awesome band.
Yeah, they yell party at every song, and they're having a party during every song.
Yeah,
it's very good.
Definitely. Actually, you were just mentioning about playing for different types of audiences. So I actually had another question.
Sure.
How do video game music fans compare to other types of crowds you've performed for?
Well, when I started this band a long time ago, almost a completely different band, actually, you might say.
Yeah, you guys have had a couple different lineups, right?
Yeah, we've had maybe 16 band members over a couple of years.
Wow.
But the current lineup is the best, and it's going to be consistent from now on, I assure you all, people who are not listening.
Awesome.
But, I guess there's a real connection to a lot of these songs, like emotionally, having lived through these moments in your life. And when someone hears like Terra's theme from Final Fantasy VI, it's like it's moving, it's big, and it's epic, and it's got more than just like, oh, that's a nice song. It's like, man, I was there, and you guys have done justice to this song that I like.
Right. At the same time, of course, I'm sure a lot of the fans are very territorial about some of their favorite songs. And so that does that, you know, give you some added pressure when you're performing songs that everybody knows and loves?
If we suck, it's going to be really horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that actually kind of leads me to another question, one that I actually want to ask all of the bands that we're going to be. We're interviewing a couple different bands here at MAGFest this year. And one thing I'm wondering, if this is something you guys think about, but does it ever feel kind of restrictive to sort of operate within the video game music band label? Like, what I mean by that is, obviously you guys write original songs too. Like, you write a lot of original songs. But when you're playing for crowds sometimes where they are just there to hear covers of songs that they've heard a million times, does that ever feel a little bit like restrictive?
Quite honestly, it has not been. It maybe was in the past, but since the last year when Unavenged, we released that in March, people have really taken to our originals. Like you said, 72 hours, people are getting behind. I think maybe if we keep on this sort of trend, like a ratio of some kind of originals to covers, people will still like us.
Yeah, I mean, having listened through the album, I think it's a really good ratio, because the song we were actually just listening to was the Sonic Suite, and like, I was one of the few kids who didn't have a Super Nintendo as a kid. I had a Sega Genesis, so, you know, getting some Sonic love is always good. And I always thought Sonic had great music, but of course you don't hear it as much because Sega wasn't as popular.
It's I really don't think it's too restrictive. The only thing I find restrictive is when you're playing, like, we just played a show at the Hard Rock in Orlando, and it's like, that's a big show.
Yeah.
And most of these people have not heard of Final Fantasy V.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, I feel restrictive in that sense.
Really? Like, so it's actually sort of the opposite.
Yeah. Game fans, as long as you're loyal to them and you don't, you know, ruin a good song, which I don't think we've done too often. We took a risk with Purple Angel, but that's about it. Purple Haze plus One Winged Angel equals Purple Angel. For those
clever
who weren't there.
Nice. Nice. So what are some of your favorite cities or favorite venues that you performed in?
We love Philly.
Really?
We got up there. We were in the place. We were on tour this summer. I mentioned in an RV with no air conditioning with some other bands. And we got into Philadelphia. We waited there for a day to play in a place called the Danger Gallery, which is like a basement with Christmas lights and boards on the floor to make sure you don't fall through into something. And like people outside, like ready to shank you and stuff. And it's like, okay, we get inside. It was the coolest place ever. So much, like, friendliness. It was the city of brotherly love, or brotherhood love, whatever it is.
Yeah,
you got the first time.
Brotherly love. That's good.
Yeah,
that's nice. So, what are some cities or venues that you haven't played in that you would really like to play in?
We'd like to get to the West Coast. We hear like California is pretty cool.
Yeah,
we'd like to play House of Blues one day because that's really neat.
That would be fun. That would be fun. And honestly, I would be psyched to hear that a video game music band was playing at the House of Blues.
That'd be nuts.
Because I would not have expected it. And I might, you know, for a reason to go there and pay like $25 for gumbo or something. I like gumbo. I'm not dissing gumbo.
Bubba Gum Shrimp?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's there, too. Bubba Gum Shrimp Company. Yeah. Yeah, you guys are from Orlando, right? So
yeah, we're Orlando now. It's our home operation base.
Yeah,
we actually walked to our first show because we're close to a venue.
Yeah, I was gonna ask how often awesome do you guys go to Disney World?
Actually, I just got a Universal pass. The Universal Studios, they have Harry Potter World, and you can get Butterbeer.
That's true.
And they have wizards, which you hunt down if they become rogue.
Yeah, no, the Harry Potter World actually sounds pretty awesome. My girlfriend went to the Infinitus convention there, so she got to go into the park before it officially opened, which was pretty sweet. I met all these like wizard rock bands. So are you? I don't know if you're into the wizard rock scene. I'm like not sure what it is exactly because I'm not like as big a Harry Potter fan.
I've heard of Harry and the Potters.
Okay, that's one. there's the Parcel Tongues or the Moaning Myrtles.
I've heard of those too, both of them.
Hermione and the Grangers.
There's, I think, a couple of them were at Nerdapalooza.
Oh, really? What's okay? Tell us about that.
Nerdapalooza is every year in Orlando. There's this big get together of every nerdy band who can make it, and it's kind of like a mini Magfest or a Magfest. I don't know which is bigger. I think Magfest is bigger.
I would say this year, definitely.
Yeah, definitely this year. It's like a bunch of bands get together, playing music on stages. There's a lot of interaction between the bands. The cool thing about Nerdapalooza, in my opinion, is when you're walking through the hallway and there's like a piano, mm-hmm. you've got like, oh, hey, who's playing the piano? That sounds really good. That's Arm Cannon? And there's some other kid with the flute next to him playing flute. What?
Wow.
And they can, when you're getting a drink, the guy next to you is like Danimal Cannon. It's like, what's he doing here? Oh, it blurs the line between the fan and, I guess, musician or professional or whatever.
Yeah, well, actually, it's a good segue to my next question, which is, like, as someone who's just here, also as a fan of this sort of music and this scene, like, who are some of the people and bands and guests that you're most excited to see as a fan?
Metroid Metal, Arm Cannon, Descendants of Erdrick. There are rivals. I'm supposed to mispronounce the name every time.
Oh, really?
Descendants of Dracula, whatever. also, said the Arm Cannon. Brental Floss is hilarious. Danimal Cannon's other band, because he's in three bands now.
Yeah.
The one-ups are great. I'm pretty excited about almost everybody. I'm really sad that I can't like be seeing Rare Candy. And...
Yeah, I'm impressed that a lot of Rare Candy were big fans because they're from Baltimore.
Yeah.
So we've met them, seen them a bunch of times, and they're really cool. I was gonna say I'm impressed that a lot of people in these bands are pulling double or even triple duty in like a lot of different projects, a lot of different bands. I know one of the people in Descendants of Thing.
Third Reich.
Descendants of the Third Reich.
They're Nazis.
That might be a little too. We don't want to like completely cut out our chances of also interviewing them at some point.
So. They'll be fine. They won't hear this one. What?
I know. One of their members is in like three different bands. So.
Yeah, now, Those Who Fight. Actually, that's what I want to see. Also, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Are you sorry? I mean, got to be excited for Nobuo Uematsu. I mean,
oh my god, I forgot.
Your like, first two albums were like mainly just Final Fantasy.
Yeah, Final Fantasy.
I completely forgot. Seven. He's yes, like right, I am so stoked about him being here. Like I've been wanting to meet him forever. I probably won't meet him, but I might like see the back of his head or something. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I don't think we will either. We sent emails and all the went through all the official channels. Of course, we are like. Tiny specks.
I offered them professional wrestling videos and beer.
That is a good offer, actually.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know anything about the guy. Maybe he's really into that stuff.
Oh, totally is.
It's probably different from just the usual. Hey, could I have an autograph? Or, oh man, I respect you so much. But like, hey, you want to watch WrestleMania and drink some beer?
He's cool. Yeah. From what I've seen on this blog.
Yeah, but it is. I mean, I guess it is kind of easy to forget because unlike all the other guests, who knows where he is. He's not gonna like. Just be walking around the floor.
I don't know. He might be.
He might. Well, that's true.
He could be incognito.
We could be missing him right now. God, why are we doing this interview? We could be out searching for him. All right. Well, we'll wrap up the interview so that we can go search for Nobuo Uematsu. I had one more question I wanted to ask. Actually, I started this interview with some words from the press. Let me end it with another interesting bit of praise I found for you guys. Actually, before I do
Benjamin
that,
wanted a question.
Yeah, the accordion. Like, well, I mean, where the interest come into that? I mean,
I don't actually know. I when I was 16 on my birthday, there was a sound I heard in my head. I'd never played any instrument before, and I knew I had to be able to replicate that sound, and that was the sound of the accordion. So I told my mother, and she got me the availability for lessons on playing the accordion. And it's just been kind of with me. And that's what I've been working on. And the first song I learned was Dancing Man.
Okay.
Which was a lot of work. And everything else was easier.
Is it hard to find people to take lessons from with the accordion?
There's a society. It's like, there are two different societies. There's the in society, which is like the polka crowd. And there's the rejects. They're hard to find.
Okay.
If you don't play polka and you play the accordion, it's like, it's a huge stigma.
Yeah.
But that's exactly.
All right. Well, what was it? Yeah. So, You know what? I'll just say, okay, badassoftheweek.com. I found this as well. Badassoftheweek.com described you guys as being like all the awesomeness of playing Castlevania on the NES in Port Royal in the 17th century without all the syphilis or cutlass wounds. I'm not even sure what
that's
my
a direct quote. By the way.
That's a direct quote.
That's an accurate description.
I'm assuming you guys are aware of this. You know, this.
Ben Thompson is hilarious. Badass of the Week. I do check that out. He's a great guy.
Yeah. I'm not even sure what my question is exactly. I just had to read that. Like,
we had to double take that a couple times. We were like, is that a compliment? I can't even tell.
Yeah, I can't figure out whether that's praise or not. I think it is.
I assume it is.
According to Badass of the Week, like I read the book. The book came out. It was, I think that's a compliment. Like
I think it is.
It doesn't talk about like us dying or sucking, so I think it's good.
Yeah,
yeah, and yeah, they say it's like playing. It's like all the awesomeness of playing Castlevania.
They said awesome, so. And there's without syphilis
or cutlass wounds. So one would assume that's a good thing.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm hoping that's the case.
Yeah,
just for your guys' sake, I'm hoping that's the case.
I think so.
Okay,
sounds positive.
But, yeah, like I don't even know what the question there is, other than what the f. It's pretty awesome.
We'll keep killing. Zombies, vampires, and werewolves in the obscure to help you sleep better at night. Excellent. That is my promise to you. Till the next show.
Awesome. Yes. All right. Well, awesome. Careless.
Anything you want to plug? Any side projects?
Any shows or any
shameless
shows
side plugs? We're still planning our next show. We're still thinking about maybe doing another album. I can't say anything to that yet. If I should plug anything, it should be that Juja, the guy who worked with me on the Sonic Suite, and Pixel Glass. We do a bunch of side project stuff. It's you said everyone's in a couple bands.
Yeah.
We do a side project called Careless Juja. It's basically, we don't have a website or anything. It's just off the randomencounterpage.com, randomencounter.com. That's my shameless plug.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll say it several more times, randomencounter.com.
Or facebook.com/randomencounterband. And if you like us, we're trying to beat the descendants of Ulrich to 2,000 likes. Please help us. It'll be very fun. And we'll give you free music.
We'll help you in that.
Juja and I are working on new songs every month that we give away. That's all I wanted to say.
Awesome. All right. Well, Careless, thank you for joining us. Thank you for boldly going nowhere.
www.randomencounter.com.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.